This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
As the nation grapples with COVID-19 and protests, students across the Chicago area are quietly celebrating their graduations. We're taking time out to honor them with WBEZ's Shy Grad Week. Today in our series Unforgettable, a local college grad shares what he learned from his mentor and boss.
My name is DeMario Tribbett, and I am 22 years old. I graduated from Governor State University with a Bachelor's of Art in Theater and Performance Studies. I've been singing in church and singing all over Chicago for years and years.
My name is Patricia Guy. I am the box office manager for the Center for Performing Arts at Governor State.
So what happened was I was looking for a job, and I went to the job fair, and when I got to the Center of Performing Arts table, Miss Pat, she was very jolly. She was very excited. She had a big smile on her face, and I was like, oh, I can work here. If this lady is like this all the time, I could definitely work with her.
I had observed him interacting with his peers, and he was directing them in a song.
Melodies from hell rain down on me.
And they were all standing there, and they were belting out this song, the enthusiasm and how he had control, and everyone was clinging to his every word. And then that smile, look at that face. That smile just overtakes you. I just knew that he would be a great face and a fit.
From there, the rest is history. I was there for 3 years. Miss Pat was like my work mom, or like my work grandma. She taught me a lot about theater and the performing arts. She was always making sure that I was doing my work and I was doing my homework. There were times when I was like, you know, I'm tired of school. I don't want to do this anymore. Miss Pat was always there with an encouraging word, basically telling me, you know, to keep pushing, to keep fighting. The best memory I've had with Miss Pat is when I got the role of Peter in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ.
This was my first time on the Center for Performing Arts stage. She was more happy than I was. There were some issues with that show, and I was thinking about quitting. But Miss Pat was like, no, I have to see you on that stage. So you're gonna fight this out. You're going to work this out, and you're going to do this show.
But basically, it was growing pains. Sometimes in life, you're going to run into things where everyone doesn't have the same view as you do. But we have to be open, especially if you're going to be in the performing arts. You got to have a tough skin. So you have to learn how to become a part of the team and not, you know, wanting to drop out or anything like that.
I ended up staying on and doing the show, and like she said, I learned how to be okay with not being in control. And that was a great learning experience for me. I don't even think you understand the magnitude of how you have impacted me throughout these last 3 years. I thank you for always being there, you know, when I needed someone to vent to. Because Miss Pat, you have definitely gotten a lot of my venting, but you were always there. You were always a good listener. I thank you for everything.
Mario, all I can say is you brought everything to the table, and I so loved working with you and growing. I think we grew together. I'm going to say this. I'm so glad we made it. And thank you for letting me share it with you.
This piece was produced by WBEZ's Kate McGee. For more Shy Grad Week stories, go to WBEZ.org/Shy Grad Week.